Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and I greet you and welcome you to my little office this time of the week. I look forward to it, you know. I look forward to coming and giving you the latest information that I'm able to find while searching earth records and searching soul records. It's what I do for this show of the week, to give information that that I find there. And for people who might be listening who are new to this show, welcome. Hope you'll come back and listen some more. And as I was saying, there's a part of my mind that is able to search for the earth records and the soul records of humanity. And we call that, of course, the Akashic Readings. And the other things that we do on the show is, if you have a loved one who has crossed over and you want to know something about their history now, I will call in one of the masters who wishes to serve us in this way today to come with information about your loved one. We also work with connecting you to the masters, if that is your wish. So you might say, this is our little genie show. You know, we rub the magic lantern and what comes out of this is some remarkable stuff. What I wanted to talk about today, dear friends, is what we did by way of some of the activities that we were involved with in planning before we came into this incarnation. You know, you look at the birth of a little baby, and it is such a glorious, wonderful thing to see this little infant who has come into this world. And sometimes we don't always think about the wisdom of the soul that is within this little body that is now going to explore this realm. And so this child has a soul of great experience, has had other lifetimes, has lived in other dimensions, perhaps other planetary systems, has taken on perhaps a remarkable mission for this time in life. And so there was great planning on the other side. The soul decided upon a particular mission that they were going to take in this lifetime. And we have found through reading the records that pathway that a person can take could be the middle road, which is fulfilling the mission that they took on before they came, or the low road, where perhaps they have not worked on the mission and hopefully will move up to the middle road, and then the beautiful aspect of traveling the highest road, fulfilling what you chose to do, but then going beyond that as you gathered your experiences and your learning and understood a little bit more of love and compassion, that you even went further than that which you chose. So when you choose a particular mission, you have a group of souls that traveled with you in other lifetimes, and they're kind of like your buddies. You know, they're hanging out with you. You have certain things that you want to bring into focus, and they might have certain abilities that they can help you understand your mission a little bit better, cooperate with you. So there is this magnificent planning process. You choose your mission, you choose the people you're going to be working with, and then you present this plan in front of what is sort of like a board. The members on this board change periodically, as it's a great responsibility to give the insight and the input into the journey that this soul is going to take. And they kind of review everything. And these are souls of great wisdom, and so they give some input as to the little pitfalls along the way, maybe refine the planning a little bit more. And then that marvelous day comes when you jump off the jumping spot and move into this incredibly wonderful little baby that you are looking at now. And so we look into this face, this dear little one who is learning all the processes of talking and walking and all the things they need to know here. And sometimes we forget that there is this great reservoir of knowledge and abilities that you will then tap into as this little child grows. And so I wanted to touch base on this planning process because there's something else that happens during this planning process. And that is, it's almost like a little computer screen or a movie screen where it flips through the different opportunities of the different lifetimes, but it also flips through the kinds of events that you will run across as depending upon the choice of which lifetime that you choose, because we do have the choice of parents. And you might say, well, gee, I really had a rough time growing up, but I can't imagine myself choosing my parents. But if you look at what the dialogue was and the lifestyle between you and your parents, no matter how seemingly difficult it was, there is always something that comes from that provided the tools that you were going to use to fulfill your mission. And something that comes to mind was when I talk about this was a program that I had seen about Oprah's life, her background, and so forth, and what, even though she lived very difficult times, what she had received from that. So to my point of view, that was really a good example of the kind of hardships that a person might put in their path to bring forth what they had really planned. And in the book Chaos Before Creation, we have 13 individuals, some of them speaking about their life before they crossed over and the kind of challenges they had, what they learned from it. Elvis Presley talks about this. Marilyn Monroe talks about it. Some really interesting information about, and it helps us to give a different opinion of what our life challenges really meant. And so as we were going through these events that we will cross or pass through as we are in this incarnation, we subconsciously remember this when we come into this lifetime. We might not consciously remember it, but there will be little things that will happen that will act as triggers that subconsciously trigger what we saw by way of world events before we came. And I wanted to bring this up because right now we're seeing some events that are transpiring as we talk. There's problems in the banking system, in the economy, in the job market, in weather conditions, in earthquakes, in so many of these different aspects. But you see, there, for some people, this is building up an anxiety because we viewed these things before we came. This is the culmination of a cycle, a very important cycle. And we're going to talk about some of these things, and hopefully from the point of view that we can learn from this and walk away today with a much stronger idea as to really how protected we are and what is the purpose behind all of this. Well, I was very fascinated by the solar eclipse that was on August the 1st. And I find August a very fascinating month because if you take the month of August, which is the eighth month, turn it on the side, it is the infinity symbol. And of course, we are in the year also of 2008. So during the month of August, we have an 8 in the beginning of the date and an 8 at the end of the date. Two mentions of the infinity symbol if you turn those on the side. So that's kind of interesting. And I felt when I thought about this that it was an important event. It was important from the point of view of the solar eclipse that is starting the month, the point of view of the Olympics coming up, and the point of view of some other recent activity. But let's get to the solar eclipse, because what I had done, I told you I can search Earth records. I found this fascinating, and it brought forth a question in my mind: what was the spiritual significance of the solar eclipse, if any? And this coming from the Earth records, what I found was that from the spiritual perspective, there was significance because it opened a doorway for more of the energies coming in from supernova 1987A. And we've talked about this a number of times, but those of you who are not familiar with it, it was basically a convergence of two constellations that exploded over 200,000 years ago, and the energies are just starting to come here, and it is those energies that is propelling the Eye of Isis, which is the energies that is behind all of these earth changes and the stepping up of the spiritual enlightenment that we're standing on the brink of it. But we've got to go through this clearing first. And so they talk a little bit about the Egyptians, how they understood the moon to be feminine, and as the feminine influence, it was associated with silver. The sun was considered masculine, and as such was connected to the element of gold. And they went further to tell us about the stones found in the earth. So to be working with the feminine aspect, one could work with the moonstone, and the masculine aspect could be found by working with the bloodstone. And so the earth record said this is important, as there is truth, because when either the moon or the sun is in shadow, the element in shadow recedes in its abilities. And since the sun was in shadow, this makes way for the higher aspect of the moon, which in this case is the feminine aspect. So I just thought that was very interesting information. So this is a time when the feminine aspect is coming forward because the male, the sun, was in shadow. And they further said that when we think about this, in our conscious mind, it doesn't really register, but the soul understands the spiritual significance. And that this date of August 1st, 2008, opens the doorway to the goddess energy. And so they admitted that there are other planetary movements that emphasize the work of the goddess. It is the eclipse that reminds the soul to awaken to this new page in history, so to speak. And that you might not be aware that you are waiting for the invitation to walk within the goddess energy. Subconsciously, though, we understood it because we were programmed before we came into this incarnation that this event would be a reminder that the new age of enlightenment is now upon us in its full power and movement of energy. We're going to talk about this a little more, my friends, but those of you who might want to call in, either give your comments about what we have said, some of your own information that you have gathered about the eclipse, or you have another question. The answer here is, the number here is 877-876-5227. So what's happening now is there's a group of people who are, you might say, on the crest of the new wave. And so they're going to feel this energy before others. they're the leaders that are out in front of the movement, and they know in some aspect on a conscious level now, this is the beginning of a new day in spiritual advancement, and we have a caller. And your name, please.
Hi, Carolyn. This is Nancy. How you doing today?
Hi, Nancy. Interesting topic, isn't it?
It is, my goodness. Awesome to know.
Yes. So have you felt some of these urges of the goddess?
Yes, I have, which is kind of interesting. Yeah.
So you think it came in with this solar eclipse?
Yes, I do. That rings so true when you're talking about it.
Why do you think that moved you to feel that way?
Well, I know through some of the mini readings that I've been getting, I know that a lot of the, like Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary and a few others are working with me, and I know it's the goddess energy.
Yes.
And it's just, I feel like I'm awakening more.
How do you feel about being an initiate of Isis?
In what?
And how do you feel about, in the past, being an initiate of Isis?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't think I was able to pay attention enough to that to catch it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they worked with things such as this, you know, the energies and the feminine aspect, and I had the sense that perhaps at some point in the past you were doing this.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, think about it. I think that if you meditated on that a little bit, you might touch base with some of these past lifetimes, and more important than just touching base with them is bringing back some of the knowledge that you held then.
Right. And that's what I do when I go to bed, is I always set the intention for past lifetimes that I was working with gifts or spiritual energy that I can bring forth now.
Well, I think that'd be a good one, Nancy. Meditate a little bit on that.
I definitely will.
Well, you know, there's been so much work with Isis, whether it was in Atlantis or Greece or Rome. These were all times when that energy. Well, of course, in Rome, they did understand Isis, but they talked more about the energy of the mother.
Right.
They were honoring the mother. There were some that used the word Isis, but most of them didn't. But there were so many. There were so many periods of time where this information was handed down one to another. It wasn't even just in those cultures. I had been in Jordan a couple years ago, and we came across. Of course, it wasn't on the. It wasn't on. In the guidebooks, but we came across what looked like a temple. There were broken pieces of old columns that were next to a Roman amphitheater there, and we recognized that this was a temple of Isis, and the initiates lived in a little group, and they kind of had like a little, how we could see this is that it was like hewn in stone. In other words, this was like carved in stone, and we couldn't tell what was on the top, but like the foundation of it was in stone. These little places where the different Isis initiates lived. So they lived separately. They lived as a community here, but they had their own separate little place where they retired for the evening. And then each in front of each one of the little houses, there was a little basin there cut out of the stone that you could tell that held water. And then in front of the larger temple, it was a large square that was cut out of the stone that you could see that there would have been standing water in there. So the initiates of Isis used water, which of course we connect the water with the moon and the feminine aspect. So just exactly what they were doing, we couldn't tell, but the whole community apparently, you know, worked together and worked alone. So do a little meditating on that, Nancy. You might come across some information that might be helpful with you now working with the goddess, especially since this goddess energy has come in.
Oh, I definitely will.
So did you have another question, or were you just calling in with a comment?
Well, I did have another question, and this is something that's really been kind of eating at me. And
eating
I think,
at you. That's
yeah.
an interesting term.
I want to know if you can bring forth any information on our oldest son, Scotty, or maybe my two older brothers that passed in infancy.
Now, has Scotty passed over?
Yes.
That is so hard for a mother.
Yes, yes.
How old was he?
22.
Mm-hmm. And now your two older, your two brothers, you say?
Yeah, they passed in infancy. One was only like, from what I understand from my mother, because she never talked about it, one was like 8 hours old and the other one was stillborn.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like...
Were they twins or were they separate births?
Separate births.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see who wants to answer this call, Nancy.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I love it when you do this.
Well, because it's not like I put forth a name, but I felt his energy. I felt his energy right away. And you know, he just tickles me.
Oh my goodness.
And it is Archangel Michael.
Why did I know that?
Well, I guess you just knew it.
Yeah.
And he is going to give you some homework, darling.
Okay.
Okay. He has... See if you can envision in your mind's eye our dear friend and around him where we would think of an aura. Picture in your mind Archangel Michael standing there, and around him is this gloriously large aura.
Okay.
And instead of the usual white that we think of, he is asking you to see this in blue.
Oh, I did. I just did. Oh, my gosh. I got goosebumps.
Okay. Now, he wants me to do something for you that we did at our conference call last Thursday.
Okay.
So you saw the blue, huh?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now, if, well, you see him and you see the blue around him, and then around the very edge of that, of his aura, it's sort of like a very narrow beam or edge of what looks like white light with some orange and red in it. It's very narrow. It's not real wide. It's like right at the edge of his aura, and it is these colors in it. You might not see it because it's very narrow, but are you seeing it?
Okay. I see a little bit of white, it looks like.
Along the edge.
Yeah.
Okay. If you look closer, and that's what we're looking for, that is the edge of it, and if you look closer and kind of play with it a little bit, you might see now and then this little bit of red and orange. And if you don't, that's okay because you saw the white.
Okay.
And this little bit of red and orange is like right at the edge of the white. So you've got this white that is surrounding his aura, and at the edge of that white, you kind of, you really got to look closely because it's like what you think is a hair's width. I mean, it's very narrow. Anyway, this is where he connects with a soul. And so he is telling me for you to envision now The essence of who you are, walking up to the edge of his aura where that white edge is. Now see yourself walking up next to that.
Okay.
And we are now waiting for his connection with you. And tell me what you're feeling.
Well, I do feel the presence of an older one that could be around 22. And the first name that came to my mind was Scotty.
Well, before we get to Scotty, what I want you to do is to feel your connection with Archangel Mikael in that edge of that, of his aura.
Okay.
Because before, and we'll get to Scotty in a moment, but he wants you to feel that connection with him. This is something very special, Nancy.
I do feel it.
It is almost like a joining or a coupling, or because when he does this with his special friends, when we're off of the radio, I want you to meditate with this.
Okay.
And see yourself there. Feel his energy, because what when you connect with this, he is very aware of you. And he will send you his love. There is a tremendous amount of love that he pours out to the individual that is connected to him.
Mm-hmm.
And when he sends forth his love, it's like a jolt. I call it a love dart.
I feel it. I do feel it.
It is just like a love dart when this happens. And when you meditate with this and you feel this, just sit back and enjoy the peace and the love and the serenity that he sends you by way of his vibrations.
Okay.
Because this is very important for you to do this and meditate in this manner at some point.
Okay.
Now, let us get to Scotty, who is very anxious to connect with you now. Can you feel his love?
I can.
He's sending you a great amount of love right now, Nancy.
I definitely feel it.
And what he, can you hear what he's saying?
No.
Well, basically, he's telling you that everything is fine, not to worry about him, not to be concerned, that he is doing the things that he wishes to do, and he is serving humanity. He has chosen a role to serve humanity. And let's see if he's going to tell us how he is serving humanity. Oh, he wants you to concentrate on this. You might be able to see this, Nancy.
Okay.
He's bringing inspiration to humanity and to individual human beings directly from Source or God. And see if you can doing that.
Can you feel it? Can you
feel it?
Yes, I can.
It's a very special role that Scotty plays.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we got a noise here. I don't know what that is. Oh, I just love it when somebody else is trying to send us something. I hope it's good. Well, Nancy, apparently there was something on your line causing the noise, darling, and You bounced off of the line, had no idea what that noise was, but at least we were able to connect with Archangel Mikael. You were able to connect with Scotty. He was able to tell you what he is doing. And in case you didn't hear that, the role that he chose is serving humanity by bringing inspiration to the human race and to individuals in particular. And this inspiration is coming directly from Source. And he is saying that when you meditate, connect with Archangel Mikael, as we explained to you, and then connect with him. And he would like to show you personally some of the journeys that he has been on. So we are delighted to have been able to bring that information from Archangel Mikael and from Scotty. This was something that Archangel Mikael worked with us at our last conference call that we had, and those who were on the line felt this great joy and were able to connect to Archangel Mikael's aura. And when you have connected to his aura, it is like any time you sit and you think of him, you'll hear him say to you, "I am aware." He's aware of when you wish to communicate with him and work with him. So that in itself was a remarkable gift, and he is telling me now that there are those who are listening to this message who can do the same thing, just as we did this with Nancy. And so take the time and work with this during meditation, and also consider joining us at future conference calls with Archangel Mikael, because we are working with the standing wave. This is remarkable information. We are working with the electrons of the standing wave, and we will be in the process of creating, because we are learning how to change electrons and create for the service of the planet. It is remarkable work. So consider joining us on that. That information is at my website at www.carolynevers.com. And so I think we kind of finished about the solar eclipse. Just one more thing is that I think this sentence was very interesting. The solar eclipse is a reminder of what is before us by spiritual abilities that will be remembered. It is the cosmic announcement that the memory of these spiritual gifts is soon to come forward. So, that's one of the questions that I get from people a lot of times, and they want to remember. They want to remember what life was like before they incarnated. They want to remember their past lifetimes so that they know the journey that they've been on and where they are going now on the journey. And this is one of the great gifts that is before us, to remember these things. I can tell you, when I remember some of my past lifetimes and some of my journeys that I was on before I came to this planetary system, it is remarkable, because you have this sense of who you are, where you have been, and it helps you to understand the things that's happening in your present life. You know, nothing happens in a vacuum. It's all interconnected, interwoven with one another. You didn't just come here out of the blue, even though we like to think that as a child, there is this empty piece of paper, so to speak, nothing written on it, and what we're doing now is all the experience, but it isn't true. We have come with this most remarkable experiences of all of these past events, and this is the time when we will begin to remember them. And if you want a little bit of your soul history to help give you a little nudge to remember some of these things, you can ask for an Akashic reading at my website, www.carolynevers.com. Now, can you believe that we're more than halfway through the show? I don't know where the time goes. It just flies when you're having fun. Give us a call, 877-876-5227. And all I can say about BBS, you know, they give us a free 800 number to call in. They have put together these most remarkable hosts all aligned along the board. So anytime you feel like you want some company, some spiritual inspiration, just tune in. You can either hear a host talking by way of something live through an archive or listen to some music. This is, I think, one of the most remarkable things here in the country, and it is just as close to you as your computer. Can you imagine that? And as I said yesterday, while we're thinking about these things, send your love and blessings to all those at BBS who are so who work so hard in putting all this together for us, because they need the energy and help that prayer and good wishes can bring. So, another thing that, we have a caller, and your name, please.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hello.
Hello, Carolyn. This is Marie Robbins.
Oh, gee. I recognized your voice, Marie.
I knew you right away, yeah. I have thought about that, saw that low vibration in the voice.
What did you say? Low vibration?
Well, meaning that a low tone, not a vibration, but a tone.
Oh, yeah, because you're not low vibration.
No. just listening to Nancy and when you were talking about with Archangel Mikael and what we did Thursday night.
Oh, dear, that noise is back. Can you hear me, darling? Marie Robinson, who called into the show, there is a telephone problem, and the people at BBS are calling AT&T and see if we can get that squared away. And it is just so unfortunate that you were clicked off. What I might suggest, because I think the information you were talking about was so special. Why don't you try dialing again at 877-876-5227 and let's see if we can get a call through here without the background raspberries. Apparently, my voice is going through clear enough, so what I'm going to do is talk a little bit more about this subject, but from a different point of view. So we had the solar eclipse. This was the announcement, a time marker, if you will, that's registering subconsciously of this advancement and the energies of the Mother Goddess coming through. Well, that was very positive information, but as we're seeing some of the weather changes and the floods and the hurricanes and the earthquake, and banks seem to have problems, we're also feeling anxiety on a subconscious level. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about was a message that Pope John Paul gave us on the Voices from Heaven series in June. And he is the soul that is working with the Eye of Isis and Ascension, and he is very much involved with knowledge of the earth changes and what is happening here. And I wanted to read, mention a couple things that he brought forward, is that there's going to be more of these changes because the core of the earth changed ever so slightly towards the end of 2007. And that there was another thing that is happening, that people are focusing on these events. And as they focus on these particular changes, there are lessons to be learned. And what the lesson is that our brother, we look at other souls that we are living with on this planet as our brothers and sisters, and that we mustn't take from them the things that belong to them. And we're seeing some of this in countries where there is a tremendous amount of control politically, economically, and that when these things are happening, that it's focusing our viewpoint on injustices on many levels. And what he says is that people cannot be healed unless these events come to the forefront to be recognized and then to be healed. So that in this acknowledgement or understanding what is happening on the planet, it is helping us with our compassion. And this is the moment when we must understand that we are all brothers and sisters, we are all one, and to bring forth love and to bring forth compassion. And so in his book, Viva Papa, he made warnings about finances, paying down debt, spending less, putting away some resources, because the time of the warning is almost upon us. And to, you might have heard me mention this before, what the warning is actually is a moment in time when we will see our souls as God sees them. And that is a very dramatic time. I mean, if you think about that for a second, if you've been aligned with Source and working for the light, it might be a good thing, get a little pat on the shoulder, but if you've been diametrically opposed to love and compassion and the will of the Creator, it would be quite an awakening to see your soul as God sees it. So that is an interesting concept. And so he says again that what seems like turmoil is events that's coming forth to be healed and to be purged, that this is the time of healing, and that there's aging plates in the plate system that needs to be upgraded. And there are also some people who wish to transition now because it is difficult living in countries where you're completely controlled, where you are not allowed to live in freedom, not be able to follow your heart's desire. And so some people wish to transition to an area where this third dimension is a little bit easier to live in and to work with, that they can progress in a more peaceful growth process. So when we see in the news where there have been large amounts of people that have died in a tragedy, it's real, how shall we say, natural to feel the sadness. But for some of the individuals, this is what they have chosen. They want an easier life. They want it a little bit easier to progress spiritually. And so it is the ones who have remained that we need to think about, and to send them the love, to send them Kuan Yin's ray of compassion, which she shows me is a very deep purple ray. And so if you read in the news of tragedies that are happening for individuals, for large groups of people, to send them Kuan Yin's energy, to send the purple ray to their souls so that they can use that whichever is the best way for them. So there is a great deal of change, but know that you are protected. Know that those who wish to transition are being handled with great love. There are those on the other side that are working with them, and those that are here who are suffering to send them your energy. There is a plan for everything. This is all part of a plan. Even though we think that it is destruction, it really is healing, a time of healing, and it is a time of advancement. And so he will be coming back in a couple months and give us more directions towards the process of ascension. Because we've talked before about how the messengers of Elohim can go back to their planets if they wish, and the messengers of Archangel Michael who wish to help him form the Golden Galaxy will be able to assist him and leave for that new mission. And so he's going to be bringing forth more of that information in his conference call. And there will be more in the way of, on the political scene, of change, more in the way of unrest in the economy. But he is saying there is such great planning behind the scenes for the opportunities for large groups of souls to be following their souls' spiritual plans. And so there seems to be a lot, perhaps, that goes on around us, but he is saying this is a remarkable time in our planet's history. And know that when souls become aware of the sufferings of their brothers and sisters, they become more compassionate themselves, and this awareness helps them even to grow faster spiritually. And this is the time that is all about the growth of the soul so that we understand our relationship to our Maker. So, exciting stuff, I would say. And along with that, I had my own personal questions about the economy, because we went through a period of time where some of the banking systems have been in difficulty. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have shown their difficulties on top of a mortgage crisis. And we're seeing some of the ripples going through the world. And my question and concern was what will happen that as these particular individual events seem to be becoming progressively worse. And I got, I searched this from the Earth's Akashic Records. And what I found there was, yes, these events and changes will seem to be progressively more intense, but they do not see the collapse of the world economy. That food will become a little bit more scarce, there will be problems, but they have assurances for us that all of this is part of the plan of bringing forth new knowledge, new consciousness, to be aware of our brothers and sisters who are more unfortunate than us, and those who are able to give more assistance to the individuals that need help. So apparently we must still be having a problem with the phone lines, and I'm really sorry for that. You could try one more time if you care to. The number is 877-876-5227. Hopefully the line is clear, because we only have about 5 more minutes. I tell you, it is just amazing how fast this time goes. And so I found a sentence here that I thought was very interesting. And what it was is, what you see as negative prospects is really the light moving through the paths of darkness. And this is what's making the changes, so that we can understand what the universal laws of the Creator really means in the process of living and loving all that surrounds the human condition. So the world economy will not collapse. There will be pockets that there will be problems. But in the end, we will see that money will take on a different view to the masses, as humans see that there are more important things than amassing mountains of money and other resources. And of course, they're talking here about that small group where money rules everything. And we're seeing so much of the greed. The greed is really making itself known. Such a small segment of corporate America is involved in such greed. It saddens me when I see what is happening with people out there having a hard time filling up their gas tank to go to work, and the corporations have mammoth increases in profits. But this is not going to be forever. Remember that. There is good coming out of this, and sometimes it's hard to believe that there is good coming from such sadness, but it is. And the masters on the other side keep telling us this, and what I get from reading the Akashic Records is the same thing. This is a temporary thing. Much good is going to come out of it, a great spiritual advancement. And so, from me, from myself to you, have a blessed day. Tune in next Sunday. Hopefully the lines will be behaving a little bit better. And if you are intrigued by some of the information, join us on our conference calls, or perhaps ask for some information in a reading. So my blessings go out to you, my friends. Talk to you next week. And in 2 weeks, Charlene will be with me on our Saturday show. Goodbye for now.